Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Albo wiem tak bak umlet vol svět, se dal svého, že mě sně, aby kacky, kdo věcky et něgo, mi zignio, lex zjecky věcný. For sar ha gud elisket vergnen et han gifsen en nesta son, for at hir den son trar pa ham, ikki skal fortates men ha evig lif. That one didn't work either. Okay, how about this? Por que del ta maneramos Dios a mundo, que a Dio a su hijo unico, perque todo el que cría en él no pereza, sino que tenga vida eterna. Okay. All right, how about this? Then also hat Gott die Welt geliebt, dass seinen einzigen Sohn hingab, damit jeder, der an ihn glaubt, nicht zugrunde geht, sondern das ewige Leben haben. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So we heard it today in Polish, Norwegian, too bad Gerd wasn't here for that, Spanish, German, and then finally English. How do you understand that message if it's not in words you can understand? Think about that for a second. Why are the Gideons so adamant about having the Bible in somebody's own language? Because if it's not, it has no meaning for you. That's where it starts, is in the Word, right? And remember, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later too, the Word is made flesh, okay? But if you don't understand the Word, then it doesn't make any difference as the flesh or anything else, because it doesn't speak to you. That's why it's so important. You know, folks, as our reading told us today, that Word is a gift. And sorry about using these again, but I left my preaching glasses at home, so I'm using them. Can't see and I can't hear, I must be getting older. But what is that gift? Well, the gift is grace, right? Normally we have our sign up there, but with all the stuff going on, we haven't put it back up yet. But remember in our epistle today, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before him that we should walk in them. Do we do that as Christians? Do we make that walk with him every day? We try, okay. Is it important? Why? Well, I ask. Well, I think we all do. But you know, sometimes that why question has got a lot of energy on it. Why is it important? Well, Jesus has told us that, hasn't he? Okay, that's one of the reasons. It's important because if we are given a gift and we're asked to share it, do we share the gift? We should. Okay, there's that should, would, and could again. I've talked about that in here many times. For our visitors, I really believe that shoulds, woulds, and coulds are not of the spirit, they're of the flesh. Okay? Because of all the energy that's on those three words. Well, are we sharing our faith here at the church? Yes. Well, let's look at this a little bit. Well, in May and June of this year, we have Jesus Loves You Ministry. And what did we do the last time with that? We've gone, since I've been here, from 50 sandwiches to 100 sandwiches to 198 sandwiches that we share with the homeless. So who was the person that ate those other two sandwiches that we would have hit the 200? Jerry, did you do that? Okay, well, don't rat them out, but you can tell me later. But, you know, the thing is, there's one of the most outward things we do is helping the homeless. All right, the recreations group we have here, and who's the new group? Is it Dunleavy? Did I get that right?
Oh, Dunnemans.
Dunnemans, okay. What we have talked about, and this is Jean's idea, that we have a concert series where we do something for the community every month. Think about that for a second. Isn't that fun? Okay. You know, what is outreach? Outreach is a presence. It's not something that, you know, you walk up to somebody's door and knock on it, and when they answer it, if you die tonight, do you know where your soul's going? Well, I know one thing, it's not staying here. Okay? That's not what we're talking about. But what we're talking about is doing things for our brothers and sisters in the area. And if it's a concert series where people can come and enjoy themselves with the purpose of worshiping God, even though we're not doing it during a worship service, are we doing outreach? Sure we are. Okay? Service to our area, the support of the community center. Some people have forgotten about that, but I look back at the kitchen because I see it, and I know the two stoves, the two refrigerators, the stone that died, the cabinets, all the stuff in the bathrooms. Where do they come from? The church. It's part of our service to the community. Are we serving the community? Sure we are. What about Pastor Coley's church in Africa? Are we serving outside the boundaries of the United States? If it wasn't for us and that church in Texas, they wouldn't have a roof on their school. By the way, his daughter got married this week. And he put a video out there. It's a lot of fun. I was watching it last night, to be honest with you. And it's a different way of doing things than we do. But it was such a joyful, joyful time. I have an outreach. Okay? I sing with the barbershoppers. And it's always, been asked to be an assistant director, and I may be having a chance to become the director of the group in 2 years when the current director doesn't come down from Canada anymore. I've got people talk to me, well, what about if I came to your church? Well, we don't want you to come to our church. We don't want anybody new in our church. But the thing is, unless you're out there working with people, it, you know, you can't get into those kind of communications. I play with the Frank Capitelli Big Band. In fact, we played Wednesday this week. The trombone player, Jim Campbell, will be here on Easter and is going to play in our brass group. We're going to have a brass choir on Easter. Okay? And Frank, Cheryl's husband, will be here playing trumpet. And I'm going to play tuba. The Pastor Tony will be doing the liturgy. We're going to do a full liturgy. We're going to do a full Easter service that day. Okay? Because not only do the laid-back services are us, but high services are us too. Okay? So why don't we celebrate? I mean, Easter is the day, isn't it? Okay, so we're going to have fun. So anything we do outside of our homes and outside of our church is outreach, isn't it? Okay. For God so loved the world. What's the purpose of outreach? And share the love. And how many times, I'm going to go back to the cross. What does the cross represent? What we receive and then what we share. Right? Okay. So when it comes to us from God, we receive it. And then we're that conduit where it comes from us and the other people. Except, Ron, we're not going to share it with you. I mean, but, okay. But you see what I'm getting at? It's just, it doesn't have to be this real heavy stuff. It's just be there for somebody. Mary Knight just lost everything she has. And when I told her we're going to take an offering for her, would it help? Is there anything specific? And she said, right now. But she says, that would be so nice. We show our love, especially for somebody in our own church. God so loved the world. Do we love the world as much as God? Probably not. Look at the readings we had today. The first one is the bronze serpent, right? And then in the gospel lesson, that serpent is brought up again. Why? You know, those are one of the things that I wrestle with as a pastor. Okay, here it is in scripture. What does it mean? Well, I look at that. Well, it's not obviously saying that we're going to get bit by serpents and then die. It's got to be something more than that, doesn't it? Okay, are there serpents out there? Look at the situation with Jim Marshall right now. Are there serpents out there? Yeah, but mental illness is mental illness. You know, Peggy's been saying to me, I've been trying to rationalize this. She said, you can't rationalize mental illness. But yet, there are people out there who are serpents. Situations can be serpents. I mean, Shirley's here with us today. Look at the thing that her daughter-in-law is going through with cancer right now. Is that a serpent in her life? Well, sure it is. So the serpents aren't necessarily a snake that's going to bite us. It's the things we face in our lives that are negative. Now, can we turn negatives into positives?
Yes.
Are you a glass half empty or are you a glass half full?
Half full.
Okay. You know, because the thing is, if we're looking at negative things, is that of the flesh or is that of the spirit?
Flesh.
So we want to turn it around so we're in the spirit. I mean, that's what Galatians 5 is all about. Being happy. You know, I like having fun. And I'm a little more low-key in church. I tell puns. Of course, remember the first two letters of pun are P-U. George Bernard Shaw said that the puns are the lowest form of humor. What does he know? But, folks, when we look at these kind of things, life is to be enjoyed. Who did Jesus hang out with? Sinners. All right, one of the lowest people, or tax collectors, and hypocrites. All right, now a hypocrite back then is not the way we look at a hypocrite. Those are actors. Those are people who are on stage. Ooh, it's them. So who did Jesus hang out with? The hypocrites and the tax collectors. Okay, don't touch me, you're dirty. Okay, but Jesus didn't say that. He said, y'all come. You know, so when we look at these kind of things, don't worry about the serpents. Worry about the blessings. Does that make sense? That's what I think so too. When we look at Jim Marshall, do we worry about him being the serpent or do we pray for him because he needs help? Okay, but it's not easy, is it? Our human nature wants us to get even with him, doesn't it? Did God want to get even? No. Now, he spanked us pretty hard with the flood, didn't he? But later on, what did he do? Gave us the rainbow. What did he do when he decided that we had put enough time in on the first covenant? For God so loved the world that he sent. Okay? Can you see that I keep on coming back to that today? Why is that so important? Because that's the answer for all of us, isn't it? It's that kind of thing that we think of. Look at the Apostle Paul in Ephesians. Because I think this is where we start putting it together. Remember, I've been telling you that the gospel is as much in the Old Testament and the epistle letters as it is in the gospels itself. And remember, what's the meaning of the word epistle? Epsis in Greek is, come on, I've said it in here probably 8 or 9 times. That's why we do this and we keep on coming back to it. You need reminding. It means hope. The epistles are hope. Epsis in Greek. Okay. So when we talk about that, the hope is in those. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Wow. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Faith is a gift of God? You bet it is. Where does faith come from? Oh, come on, you guys have been taking a catechism with me. Where does the faith come from? Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit comes into your heart is when the gift of faith starts to grow in us. Right? Okay. I mean, we're just going back today. We're actually bringing up a lot of stuff I've been preaching on. But it doesn't hurt to get reminded of it, does it? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. Walk in them, sorry. So when we have outreach, are we doing good works? Why? Are we doing it for our salvation? Or because of our love for our fellow man? Okay, the greatest of these is love. For God so loved the world. Boy, I can keep on coming back to that all day, can't I? But isn't that the blessing? Isn't that where things are good? Now, I'm going to close my message today. This is from Luther's sermon on the day of, after Pentecost. And this is like 1520. One of the things about Luther is Luther was a sinner. I mean, he wrote some great things. He wrote some things that I thought, gee, many Christmas, how could he even say that? You know, so you got to take the good with the bad. You got to take the early with the late. But this I really enjoyed. And this is from one of his sermons. Okay, he uses big words too. Okay, it's like a warning. However great and unutterable all this is, that is still greater and more wonderful in comparison, that the human heart has been enabled to believe it all. That must indeed be a great heart which can embrace more than heaven and earth can hold. Hence, it must be evident what a great, sublime, and divine power and work faith is, which can do that which it is impossible for the nature of man and all the world to do. And it is therefore no less a wonder than all the other miracles and works of God. It is even more wonderful than that God became man, born of a virgin, and dwelt among us. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us so that we might have everlasting life with him in heaven. May this gift of faith and grace that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.